This is episode number 2241 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Eva Mendez is going to bat for her real-life Ken. Eva, she's currently on an acting hiatus.
Well, she has been.
She appeared on Monday's episode of The Talk.
The Talk?
The Talk.
Yeah.
Speaking out on her longtime partner Ryan Gosling's hair transformation for the upcoming Barbie movie.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. And your first thoughts?
He's Ken.
I know, but he's like, what, 400? He's really old. Ken's a young man. Although he was probably modeled after a 40-year-old guy.
Probably.
Who was probably a little on the, you know, light side. But, no, I mean, either he's airbrushed because he's wearing the open, you know, the open, is it like a jean vest or something? And, you know, he's got the Ken abs, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of Hollywood makeup.
Plenty.
On both of them.
But his hair is very platinum.
Oh, yes.
Now, we're talking about Ken from Barbie and Ken,
yes.
Right? It's a Barbie movie that's coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm straight. Okay, I'm good.
I'm good. You sure?
Yeah. I also recognize that he has his name in his underwear so he doesn't forget it. It says Ken on the
really?
Yeah. Oh. Look at the picture. It says Ken on the thing of his underwear sticking out of his pants.
Well, if it said Calvin Klein, he might get confused.
Yeah, we can't get confused with Michael J. Fox. No.
No. No, because anyway. He might think his name is Marty or
Marty.
Calvin Klein.
Calvin, yeah.
So people do know he's not playing a real person, right? She said. He's playing a fake person.
A fake person. Not just a fake person. A fake toy.
Like, really fake.
Really fake, yeah.
So Eva said seeing Ryan with platinum blonde hair for the role of Ken brought out her inner teen fangirl.
Oh, look, she gets to have that inner teen fangirl with him every day. Come on now.
Indeed.
Come on.
When the first promotional image of 41-year-old Ryan as Ken was released.
4,100. My God, he's old.
Eva, gosh. Eva shared it on Instagram. That's just right over the 30s. So Eva shared it on Instagram. She wrote, so F period funny. So F good. So F excited.
Oh boy. Well, you know, it's good to be Eva Mendez. If you know what I mean.
She's sleeping with Ken.
Well, you know, what's funny about those two, they're not very open about their relationship. They're
very quiet.
They're very quiet about it.
I think that's awesome.
She's kind of been on some sort of a hiatus, has she not, since she started having his kids. So it's and they've been having kids for a while. I mean, they've been together.
She's
at
doing
least
the mom thing.
7 or 8 years, I think. Right? Whenever anybody refers to her, they refer to her as, you know, from the film Hitch, which was 10, 15 years ago.
She's doing what she wants to do.
No, I think it's great, and I'm glad that she's out doing a little pimping for Ken.
A little pimping for Ken.
Now Margot Robbie is playing Barbie.
Yes.
Yeah, and she, of course, she could be Barbie without much makeup. She's beautiful. But anyway, this should be interesting. What I really want is a movie where they take their clothes off and they have no genitalia. Where they're changing clothes.
Or there's no nipples.
It's none of that. There's no
genitalia.
It's just plastic. Plastic body parts.
Just like molded curves.
And rivets where their joints go. So anyway.
How's the song go again?
Which one?
It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Oh, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Lenny Kravitz. Love that song.
Mm-hmm. So weeks after losing, or It Ain't Over to the Fat Lady Sings.
Yeah.
They should be. It's not a song, but it should be.
Well, I think it's kind of,
I mean, it's
of
not
a
very
lyric
PC
in a song
anymore.
No.
Not that it ever was. But.
Yeah, no. But It Ain't Over Till
It Ain't
It's
Over
Till
The Curvy Lady Sings.
Till The Curvy Lady Sings. Is that more PC? The curvaceous woman.
Curvaceous woman. It ain't over till the curvaceous woman sings.
The CW.
Weeks after losing against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard is still being investigated in an ongoing perjury case in Australia.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, I just love this.
Wow.
A spokesperson at the Australian Department of Agriculture, Water and the Environment said, the Department of I can't do an Australian accent, so I won't even try.
Don't even try.
But I want to. I want to so bad. Department of Agriculture, Water and the Environment is investigating allegations of perjury by Ms. Heard during court proceedings for the 2015 illegal importation of her two dogs into Australia.
I knew this was going to come back to bite her.
You remember the dogs.
You remember the dogs.
There was talk, and this came up in the court case by analysts.
Oh, did it really? Okay.
Because it's not the only thing. And they said she's going to face something in Australia because she just blew it.
Wow. Yeah. She's a perjurer, allegedly. She's an alleged perjurer. Is that the term, perjurer? Perjurist?
Okay. She's a perjurist.
She's a perjurist.
That's a cool word. I don't know if it's a word. I love perjure.
I just love that word. That's a good word.
Spokesperson confirmed that the case is ongoing.
Well, yes.
So in October 2021, that department is seeking to obtain witness statements. And once obtained, the Commonwealth Director on Public Prosecutions will consider whether the evidence is sufficient to warrant pursuance of the matter.
I think the other thing that comes to mind here is how big the poop is from the dogs. Because if it's as big as the poop on the bed, them is some nasty dogs.
If the poop don't fit.
I'm going to tell you right now. Now, are these the same dogs? I think so, because this has all happened in
2015,
2016, all that time, 2018.
I don't know for sure.
I
believe they're,
So what was the deal? She brought the dogs in without telling anybody. She thought, teehee, nobody's going to catch me.
Yeah.
But it's against the law to bring in a live animal into Australia.
Right.
Just ask Justin Bieber, right? Didn't he bring a monkey in or something like that?
Oh, yeah, he had an issue, too.
Was that Australia or was that Brazil?
It's not safe. You just can't do that.
Anyway. Well, okay. So she may or may not go back to court over this. She's got her court dates.
I hope she does.
She's got a card that she needs to get a little dance card for her court dates together. Because
you know what? She probably does.
Yeah.
It might help her out.
Hope she gets some of that $2 million from Johnny so she can pay the rest of her bills with it. With our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.